have with us our very first guest today, and she is a groundbreaking physician here at White Plains Hospital. Her name is Dr. Kimberly Yee. She's in the colorectal surgery division. And Dr. Yee, good to have you with us on our very first show today.
Well, thank you for inviting me to come.
Well, tell us for our listeners, what exactly are your specialties and what's your role here at the hospital?
Honestly, I consider myself a general colorectal surgeon, which means I cover everything from colon, rectal, and anal cancers to benign diseases of the colon, including diverticulitis or polyps that can't be removed or any other anal rectal complaint and functional problems.
What are some of the reasons that somebody would choose someone in your area of expertise when they're coming here to the hospital for your services for the very first time?
Well, colorectal surgeons are actually board-certified general surgeons, but then do a second fellowship in colorectal surgery, so they might want to see somebody who specializes in the areas that we're designated for.
How many years have you been practicing as a surgeon?
Well, I've been actually here at White Plains Hospital for 10 years now, shockingly enough.
And where were you before this?
I did two fellowships.
Tell us about that. Where actually do you come from with those fellowships?
So I did the majority of my training in Washington, D.C., and actually, a little bit unusual, I was taken outside of the MATCH program for the colorectal surgery fellowship, which was very lucky for me. And the fellowship experience there was great in colorectal surgery. And then I went on to Houston at Baylor to do a minimally invasive surgery fellowship after. And then, luckily, came to White Plains.
And now you found a home here.
Now I found a home.
Yeah, it's been good to you for 10 years now, right?
Oh, yeah. I love it here.
Well, we should mention, too, ladies and gentlemen, that Dr. Yee has pioneered several new technologies in the management of colorectal diseases here. Can you get into some of those technologies that our listeners might be interested in here?
Well, I started off, and when I looked for this job, there were definitely certain criteria that I needed to have in order to take that job. And the hospital, as well as my partners, were very supportive to supply those things, which did require some investment in terms of getting equipment for it. So when I first came here, they got a piece of equipment called transanal endoscopic microsurgery, which is rather an expensive investment, but it enables us to do things for patients in a minimally invasive way, which is very important.
When they say minimally invasive, that means it's not as painful a procedure. It's much more comfortable for the patient when they go through that?
There's actually no visible incisions for that particular procedure. And since it's with a microscope, it's magnified, which helps to improve. But that was initial technology that was the way to go 10 years ago. And since that time, we've also made other improvements in terms of the techniques that we use.
Dr. Yee, can you talk a little bit more about the robotic technology that's used here at the hospital?
We've been very fortunate for the hospital to support and purchase two Da Vinci robotic XI systems, which we currently utilize exclusively for treatment of rectal cancer, as well as for a lot of other different conditions. It's also utilized by a lot of other physicians as well in terms of urology, gynecology, general surgery. And using robotics really has revolutionized the way that pelvic surgery in particular can be performed in terms of the ability for visualization and access.
How does it benefit the patient from that perspective?
So honestly, a lot of it is technical, but the surgeon themselves has control over the view as well as two retracting arms and one operating arm. So while most of the time I'm lucky because I can work with a partner who really understands the goal of what the surgery is, the machine actually doesn't fatigue at all, and it's very precise in terms of the work that you can do.
Specializing in colorectal surgery as you do, I mean, it's a good time to say to people that you should be checked for colon cancer. I mean, if you're average risk, usually it starts at age 50. If it's higher than average, it should be earlier than that, right?
That's absolutely correct. So it's important if you're able to know your family history to take advantage of that to know if you should be screened earlier.
What are some of the preventative measures can people make in their lifestyle to hopefully avoid problems like these? What steps can they take on their own, really?
I think really just understanding risk and not being fearful of getting a colonoscopy, that's really one of the mainstay ways of finding out if you have a colon cancer or even preventing colon cancer from happening.
Yeah, because anytime somebody is getting a procedure like that or a colonoscopy for the first time, there's that fear. I've been there. I know what it's like. You're afraid they're going to find something, but it's not painful. It's much easier than it used to be, and even the prep has gotten better, believe it or not.
That's correct. I've also had that experience and been there too, so I can speak from personal experience. I think a lot of times people are afraid of the prep, and you're right, they have gone a far way with that. And it's really getting through that, and it's a lot of the unknown. And once you get by it, then you can get through it and hopefully prevent colon cancer from happening.
Yeah, because I'm sure, and the wonderful staff here at the hospital, I mean, they're very caring, and I'm sure if that patient is anxious or nervous, they can kind of put them at ease from the time that they come into the hospital, the time they go for the procedure, to the time that they eventually leave, right?
Absolutely. I mean, there's going to be risks to any procedure that's done, but the risks are pretty low, and it's infrequent that it happens. But God forbid something happens, we can be able to take care of that.
So what are your patients like? They range in age? They vary in the age groups?
Absolutely. I don't have very many pediatric patients, but a handful of times I have seen some pediatric patients. The majority of my patients are adults, but I'll see anybody up until, to be honest with you, I've seen people over 100.
Now that you've been working here for a decade, Dr. Yee, what is it about this hospital that makes it stand apart from other hospitals in the county?
Having been a patient myself here several times, I can certainly say that the hospital, I think, is very well run. We take care of a huge breadth of problems that arise. And, you know, the attention to detail here and the ability of physicians to communicate between each other as well as to the staff is really remarkable.
And how about working with other staff? In your practice here, you have contact with all of other staff. You have assistants. It really is a team effort, isn't it?
Absolutely. Big team effort.
Right from the time for the prep, the time of the surgery, they're right there for them, right for the patient.
So we currently have a new program, which is a new standard pretty much nationwide called the Enhanced Recovery After Surgery Program, which is a nice, you know, a lot of algorithms are being created. Of course, we adjust the algorithms to be customized to meet the needs of each individual patient, but it's a whole big movement to improve outcomes based on data.
And so how does that work out? That's kind of a step-by-step process in the recovery, depending on how the patient is?
So it starts actually even before the procedure is performed. So you start off with outlining different expectations that the patient might have with regard to alleviating some of the fears or the unknown prior to the surgery, and then going through the details of how the surgery is performed and how to get themselves to recover well. I mean, we'd like to say everything is 100% predictable. We try to make it as 100% predictable as possible. So that's basically how we do it.
So what can we look forward to in the future regarding curing and managing health, particularly in your area, I mean, when it comes to colorectal health?
Well, I'm delighted to say that we're now part of the National Accreditation for Rectal Cancer Program, which is a great program that just was released from the American College of Surgeons and the Colorectal Society. And again, like a lot of these bigger programs, this is with the goal of maintaining quality care. And we're very lucky because here at White Plains Hospital, we have other excellent physicians to come together to provide these multidisciplinary services, which can provide this excellent care together.
Speaking with Dr. Kimberly Yee, again, she is the first board-certified female surgeon, a colorectal surgeon, as a matter of fact, to practice in Westchester County. And she's pioneered all those technologies, and she's joined us here. Again, you're listening to Westchester Talk Radio, produced by Shark Creative. If you're just tuned in, you're listening to White Plains Hospital Health Talk, made possible by White Plains Hospital.